Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Soulfulpreneur Talk Radio with your hosts, Rachel Archelaus and Megan Grandelmeyer. Merging spirituality and business on the Enlightenment Evolution Network.
Hi everyone, it's Megan Grandelmeyer here on Soulfulpreneur Talk Radio. And I'm here with my co-host, Rachel Archelaus.
Hello.
So welcome, everyone, to our show. We are very excited about today. We have a special guest today, Sue Erda from the Powerful You Women's Network Group, and we'll be talking to her in a few minutes. We do want to let people know that if you have a question for us or for Sue anytime during the show, you can call us at 347-308-8788 and just press 1 and that'll let us know that you would like to ask a question. And we have also opened up the online chat. So if you have a free account with Blog Talk Radio and you log in that way, you can listen to the show online and you can also type in a question on the chat. So before we get started, we just wanted to talk about our network that we're a part of. We are part of the Enlightenment Evolution Network, and this is a network for all things metaphysical. We have a fabulous team, and we have shows on pretty much every day of the week now. And we do have a Facebook page. If you look for facebook.com/Enlightenment Evolution Network, you'll find the page. And generally, there's links to all the shows on that Facebook page, so you can listen to the archives at any time. But just to let you know what's coming up on the network, starting Tuesdays, July 22nd at 9 p.m. Eastern, we have Victoria Vivace Wong, who will host the Earth Sky People Radio, your bridge between heaven and earth. She'll talk about living in oneness with one another, with Mother Earth, and with life beyond Earth.
And on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, we have the Enlightenment Evolution Hour with Rob Gauthier. And man, he gets around. He's doing a lot of events. So check him out at trebchanneling.com. But his show is, he channels Treb, and he'll answer all of your questions. He also has a lot of guests, like well-known channelers, metaphysical teachers. So definitely check out his show on Wednesdays.
And on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, we have Philip Mollica's Consciousness Evolution Hour. On his show, he discusses a wide range of metaphysical topics from the perspective of the fifth dimension. And you can find Philip on Facebook under the Consciousness Evolution 2.0 group. And you can also find him on YouTube if you search Philip Mollica.
Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern is the Earth Experience with Kalina Angel, where she will explore our soul's expansion through our human experiences on Earth.
And Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern, we have the Odyssey Ascension with Roxane Swainhart. Join Roxy for 2 hours of Blow Your Mind Ascension downloads. Be open, ready, and just be with her while she answers your questions about past lives, soul purpose, energy activations, and all things ascension.
Sundays at 12 noon Eastern, starting July 20th, is About Oneness. Karen Newman presents a weekly radio show focused on celebrating the ongoing conscious awakening of our planet and our realization of oneness and unconditional love.
And then Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, we have Heart to Heart Talk Radio with Daniel Scranton. Join Daniel and his featured guests as they discuss topics such as the shift, ETs, global events, channeling, energy work, toning, and sound healing. Each show opens the phone lines to callers, generating high frequency discussions on anything and everything related to living on planet Earth and beyond. So great. So we got through all of that. So again, if you have a question anytime this afternoon, Our number is 347-308-8788. And you can also find archive shows for us on soulfulpreneur2l.com.
Yes, and you can sign up for our newsletter there, too, where you'll learn about guests ahead of time so that you can call in and ask the right guest your amazing questions.
So I'm thrilled to have Sue Erta with us today. That's going to be fantastic. I've known Sue for a number of years now, and I'm a part of her Powerful You networking group, so we'll talk a little bit about that today. But maybe I'll read the bio intro here for Sue.
Yeah, I just want to say, too, that Sue's group, the part of the group you host, is where I had my first speaking gig. So these networking groups are great for the people in them and for outsiders as well. So
yes, absolutely. That was a great event, too. You did a wonderful speech there. So a little bit about Sue. Sue Erta is known as the Connections Catalyst. She is an award-winning author, speaker, inspirer, and co-founder of the Powerful You Women's Network, a national networking organization for women, and Powerful You Publishing, a company that has published one top 10 and three number one Amazon best-selling books. Sue is a two-time honoree on Inc. Magazine's list of the 500 fastest-growing private companies. She's been an entrepreneur for 25 years, and having started three companies since 1989, she knows the challenges and joys young businesses face. And she is committed to helping entrepreneurs and all women thrive through connections. Sue's award-winning book and 100-day video series, Powerful Intentions, Everyday Gratitude, is designed to assist women on the journey of their lives, to inspire them to tap the inner wisdom of their hearts, to feel their personal power, and to live each day through deliberate creation and intent. Through the sharing of her business, personal development, and spiritual growth experiences, Sue loves assisting women in their own pursuit of success, purposeful living, and freedom, and her mission is to connect women to each other, their visions, and themselves. So welcome, Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here with both of you, Megan and Rachel. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's wonderful to talk to you today. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So I have mentioned that I've been a part of your networking group for a number of years now, and I actually co-facilitate a chapter here in Connecticut. And, you know, that it's just been such a meaningful part of my business and personal life, the connections that I've made with people. Talk a little bit about Powerful You and how that got started for you. Obviously, you know, you encourage collaboration with women. So tell us about that journey.
Yeah. You know, it really has been a journey, too, by the way. It's been an honor, really, to bring Powerful You to the world. And it's interesting that you say that it has helped you on your business journey, but also your personal journey. And that was really our intention when we started the whole network. It's actually almost 10 years. In January, we'll be celebrating our 10-year anniversary of Powerful You Women's Network, so we're super excited about celebrating that. And the reason we even started our network, you know, it's not for the lack of networks that are out there, because if you look around, there are lots of networking groups out there. But even when we started this 10 years ago, what we were thinking is that the networking groups that we had been exposed to, the meetings that we went to, they weren't doing for us what we felt like networking should do, which is really help to connect people at a heart level is what we were thinking, because that's where everything happens, right? Even if you're in business, you're connecting with somebody on a different level. It's an energetic level. It's not just about a product or just about a service. It's more than that if we're really honest with what we're trying to do with each other here on the planet. And so I think that, you know, we were missing that in networking groups that we went to. Not that a lot of them don't serve their purpose, because they do. You know, there's lots of great networks out there, and they connect people, and the people that work, the systems that are available, it works for them. But we felt like we wanted to bring heart into networking, because we felt like there was something that was missing. We wanted to bring the love into the networking process. And we also recognized at the time, you know, having, you know, Kathy and I had started a business back in 1994, and we started Powerful You then in 2005, and our thought was is that, you know, it was tough for us out there as women entrepreneurs, and at the time we were in a male-dominated business. We owned a manufacturing company, that was building signs and displays, and we felt like a little bit isolated, and we felt like we needed more women to connect with that understood what we were going through in our growth of our business. And we really grew rapidly and all that, and we but we felt like something was missing. We needed something more, and so we felt like if there had been a network available to us, it would have been great. And though, we also recognized that the reason we were able to grow that business that we had and get onto that Inc. 500 fastest growing private companies list was because we worked on ourselves. And so we know, and we have this axiom that says, you know, if you want to grow your business, you have to grow yourself, because that's where it all starts. Nothing starts unless you personally develop yourself, at least nothing that really feels good and is successful also at the same time. So we felt like, okay, why don't we create a network where we're adding the heart to it, where it's not just about business growth, but it's also about personal growth, and it's also about spiritual development. You know, what is that? Why can't we bring our spirit and our souls into our business? Because it seemed like that's all the women we were meeting wanted to do that, and they were doing it anyway, but then they didn't have any kind of network to express that. So we thought, well, why don't we create this network that brings together, it combines, it bridges the gap between business, personal, and spiritual growth, and we invite all of that to the meeting. We invite the whole woman, not just the business woman, to this meeting. And what about if during our meetings we create conversation, we have discussions, so people get to know each other, not just on their own when they're having a private conversation in an open networking situation, but what if as a group we designed it so that we could have conversations amongst the whole group? So we're sharing ideas, we're sharing feelings, we're sharing experiences. And so maybe you didn't get to meet all, you know, 20 or 30 people that were in the room that day, but in these discussions you could hear from somebody that was across the room, and you would be like, oh, a light bulb goes off. I want to meet that person. I need to connect her with somebody that I know, or something like that. And that's why we created the meetings like we did. And we brought elements into the meetings that aren't in normal networking meetings. We do a growth and success share where women share their successes and things that are going on in their life so that not only so that people can get to know them better and create a better connection, but also so that we can learn from each other and say, wow, if that woman did that, I can do that too. You know, I can bring that into my business because I see how she did that and had that success or growth in her, on her path, on her journey, and I can do that too. And then we also added a gratitude share. That's how we close all of our meetings, with a gratitude share, because we know that gratitude is one of the highest vibrations that's available to us. And we know that whenever we share gratitude with anybody, that we're raising our own vibration, we're raising the vibration of the person that we share it with, we're raising the vibration of the space we're in, and really we're raising the vibration of the planet. So we thought, what a cool thing to do. And at the same time, it's still networking, because we're getting to know each other at a different level, at that heart level. And so that's why we created Powerful You. And, you know, it's been working. People love it. They, you know, they like the different type of connection. They like that they can be themselves. They don't have to, you know, put on their business hat, only their business hat, to come to this meeting. They can really be themselves and connect with each other in a whole different way. And so friendships are created, partnerships are created, clients are created too. I mean, those kind of relationships exist within our network too. And then the referrals and leads, they happen naturally. We don't force them or even ask for them in the meetings. They just happen organically because people want to share these things with each other. And so that's what Powerful You, that's how we got started, that's what it's all about, and that's why it's still around now, 10 years later.
That's great. Yeah, it sounds like you're creating a bunch of allies. You know, you look out for each other, you're there for each other, you grow together. And, of course, you naturally want to refer each other and see each other succeed. It's fabulous. I love that.
Yep, it's great. We love it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, being a part of it for so long and watching our chapter ebb and flow a little bit, there was definitely a shift a couple of years ago, and then it just grew beautifully, and new people came into our fold, and we're such a close group. And yet we always welcome new people in, but it's just, it's so unique. I think it's that discussion time that makes it so unique, because you get to know people on a different level. It's not the handshaking and the exchanging of business cards, but it's personal conversations, and people often feel very comfortable to share even vulnerable moments. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, Megan, I just want to share about something that you just said, you know, the ebb and flow. That happens with a lot of chapters, and I've noticed it happens with a lot of other networks as well, so it's not just ours. And for me, that's a lesson in my business to know that, you know, things do ebb and flow, and it's okay. It doesn't mean, you know, you have to put up all these red flags. It's just like you allow the evolution to happen. You look into it maybe, but just then allow things to happen, and they do come back whenever it's energetically right for that group. It just works that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I was just at a mastermind. I'm in a joint venture group. It's, you know, it's basically just a big networking group that we have. And everyone who runs it, everyone who's got these million-dollar businesses, say that the number one thing you're looking for in a joint venture partner or a referral partner is that heart connection. You know, you want to, you know, want to enjoy spending time with your partners. You want to have them over for dinner. You know, if you really do connect with these people, then it's more like a friendship rather than a business deal. And I think that's what you're getting at.
Absolutely. And that's how it all works. And that's how life is. We know this, you know, at a base level, but yet we've been taught how business is supposed to be. And business, you know, you even hear people say, oh, but that's business. It's different. But from my standpoint and from where I sit right now, it's not different. It's exactly the same. It's all the same, whether it's business or family or anything. It's all the same to me. And I think more and more people are coming from that perspective and recognizing the importance of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, and another thing you were saying about the personal growth journey is there's that saying around where being in business for yourself is the biggest spiritual growth journey you'll ever take. And, I mean, I think a lot of us spiritual people are in business for that journey. You know, it's our way of evolving ourselves because you honestly have to evolve yourself to grow your business. So I totally get that. Yeah, it's amazing the opportunity that you've provided for so many people.
Yeah. Well, thank you for saying that. And it's absolutely true. And, you know, we know that it works because that's what Kathy and I went, you know, that was our journey before that in the other business that we were in. Because that business, we were struggling. We had this manufacturing company. We were struggling for a while. And actually, we started a personal development journey that turned into a spiritual journey. And we started with Tony Robbins, and we went to some his Personal Power Weekend and spent money we didn't have to go to that weekend, actually. And yet it was one of the best things that we ever did, is put that money on the credit card and go to that weekend, because it opened up this whole other thing for us. And when we started working on ourselves and then sharing that with our employees, actually, at the time, and that's when our business really started taking off. And through that, we met some people who helped us to get on a spiritual journey, a spiritual path that said, okay, fine, you're on this personal development and you're working from that perspective, but now you got to open your heart space and you have to open up your soul to your business. And what we found out in doing that is that really actually wasn't the right business for us, which was kind of interesting because we thought, I mean, first of all, we used it to grow the business and that was great. And then we realized, hey, this really isn't what we want to do. We want to touch the world in a different way. And so I think what happens in our network is that whenever we start bringing up topics like, you know, so how can I be soulful in my business and how can I be purposeful and live with my passion and still make money at the same time, when we start having these kind of discussions in these groups, that's where all of these entrepreneurs, and most of our group is entrepreneurs, I'd say about 85% of the women who join our network are entrepreneurs, they know that this is their path, and they know, just like you said, they went into this business kind of like a soul agreement, and this is how they're opening up, and this is how their spirit will grow. So it's really cool to see all of these people coming together and recognizing this and opening up at different times together. It's really very, very cool, and we feel honored to be able to do it.
Well, yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned, you know, following your soul and your soul's guidance, because I think I was a little bit of a backwards planner when it came to that. And when I found the Powerful You group, I was on perhaps a bit of a, maybe a little bit of a personal development path, probably more of a just growing the business. But I think my soul was guiding me to this spiritual awakening path. And so I remember when I found Powerful You and saw the tagline about business, personal, and spiritual growth, I thought, spiritual growth, like, what's that? You know, I wasn't into it at the time. And then as I met people and became more a part of this group and was just naturally guided, like you found Tony Robbins and I found, I don't know, all sorts of books on near-death experiences and the Seth material, and all of a sudden light bulbs went off and I found I was in the right place all along. So yeah, I find that mysterious in a way. So tell me, with your growth, do you feel like you plan, or do you just follow your intuition? What guides you?
Well, I think there's a balance of both. I mean, definitely, you know, and I am somebody who is still trying to get out of my head. You know, I am one of those people who has a million lists. I've always been a big planner and highly organized in my life, and over the years, I know that it has served me very well, and there was absolutely a place for it. It's why I succeeded in my businesses that I had, and it's why things worked for me, because I knew what was happening. And yet, it was interesting. I still remember one of my teachers who, Laura Nash was her name, and she was one of the coaches I was working with from Joyful Evolution, which was a company of three women who were all coaches, Laura Nash, Donna Visco, and Jennifer Connell, who are still all very good friends of mine today and dear friends. And I remember Laura Nash saying to me one time, you know, in my uncertainty, I find my security. And I thought, okay, what does that even mean? You know, I don't get that. And I remember thinking, how can anything that's uncertain, you know, because I thought I was very certain of, here are my lists and here's my plan and here's my path and I have a business plan and I have my outline and I've got everything in front of me and I know if I do these things, it's going to work out this way. How can then, if I'm uncertain about this stuff, how can that be secure? How can that even possibly be secure? And what I came to understand over a few years and lots of coaching from the three of them, I came to understand that it really is about letting go of what I thought was certain and letting go of what I thought I was in control of and secure about and being open to all possibilities. Because when I let go of that stuff, that's what I recognized, all possibilities existed. Because when I held on so tightly to being organized and staying in my head and staying, you know, with what my thinking mind told me was right, I could only go so far. I could only go as far as my thinking mind would let me. But when I let go of that, what I found out when I started listening more to my heart and my gut and my body, really, because I get signals in my body, when I started listening more to that, I recognized that every possibility exists, and it could take me anywhere, places that I hadn't even dreamed of that were so much better than I even could have planned with my thinking mind. So I like to say I have a balance of both, and I feel like I tend more to have my one foot more in the intuitive side of my life, and then that intuitive, ethereal body that we all know is there for us, and yet it feels at times, or it felt more so before, but at times it's a little scary to just let go and release and not feel in control. So I go back and forth with that, you know, and it's easier to go with that when things are going well, but then you hit a bump in the road occasionally, or that ebb happens before it, you know, like the business, okay, there's a little slump, and it's like, okay, what the heck is going on? And then I start to question instead of just having trust and faith in the process. But so I go back and forth. To answer your question, I really do go back and forth, and I feel like that's my personal journey right now.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's so true. And that kind of brings me to something I'd love for you to elaborate on a little bit. So you're in this more traditional business of manufacturing and feeling out of place in your industry, and you knew you had the idea for Powerful You Networking Group, and it was amazing. How did you then grow that? What was your initial, you know, what were your initial steps to make that a reality? Because a lot of our listeners are very new in business. They have a vision and they really feel aligned with it, but sometimes in business it can be really slow to start. You know, how did you keep the faith and what did you do to grow that into what it is now?
Well, it's interesting because we had that the traditional business that you were talking about, and at the time we didn't know really that we wanted to start Powerful You. We knew we wanted something else. We knew that wasn't it for us, but we didn't know what was next. But because we had gone in this personal development journey and we were on this, you know, path of, you know, opening really, this is where our heart space was opening, we thought what we really wanted to do was help to create programs that would teach people how to to be on a path to grow themselves, actually, like we were able to grow ourselves through the Tony Robbins material, and then we got interested in things like and started studying Jim Rohn and Wayne Dyer and a lot of the Louise Hay authors and teachers. And so it just, Marianne Williamson, just so many teachers that were available to us, and we were just immersing ourselves in all of that, and we thought, well, let's create something of our own that's a personal development program, and we actually had a name for it. We picked the name Powerful You, and that's the path we thought we were on. And we had started writing that. We started deciding what that was and writing it up and creating programs. And then we had we were still in the manufacturing business, we had a catastrophic loss in our business. As I said, it was a neon sign business. We started having some signs caught on fire in the field, and there was nobody got hurt or anything in the process, but we all of a sudden found ourselves out of business. And so this is the thing that, I said, all possibilities exist, right? Because when somebody takes your business out from under you where you thought you were headed and growing and doing all this stuff, and even though we didn't know what was next, we knew we weren't going to stay with it, but we sure weren't prepared to end it right then. If it hadn't ended it for us, though, at that moment, the way that it did, because we had put something out to the universe that said, hey, show us the next step, if that had not happened that way, I don't know how many more years we would have stayed in that business. So we actually didn't go right from that into the networking. We spent a couple of years looking for things. We called ourselves the One-Stop Girls, and we went into network marketing companies or businesses, and we started doing that, and we were just trying to find our way. So I guess what I would say to some people who are saying, how do I grow this, and I'll get into that part, how we grew Powerful You, but be open to anything, because you never know what will happen along the way, because that's when we started getting into these networking businesses, these network marketing companies, that's when we started having the need to go to networking meetings and meet other people who were open and that were entrepreneurs in a smaller sense. We had a large manufacturing business. It was a $5 million business. So going to, start an MLM company and do some other things, that was a whole other space to be in. So what I would say is, first of all, be open, because you never know what's available to you. And I learned a lot, really, because a lot of network marketing companies have very good training, not just to grow your business, but also personal development training. So be open to that. But then also be open to what presents for you, because I was only involved in those network marketing companies for a couple of years. And then through our networking with other people, that's how we decided, really, that the world did need another network. It needed a Powerful You to do what Powerful You does. So that's how that came to us in the first place. And we really feel like it's a gift to us. It was something that was given to us. It's divinely inspired. It's not of our thinking minds. It literally was given to us. And so it's it's for us to be there and grow that. So how did we start growing it? Well, we created what we thought was the right business model. We wanted to create a business. We had decided, look, I don't want to go to an office every day. I would like to work from home. I would like to set my own hours. I'd like to be able to live from anywhere, and I would like to be able to make enough money in this business to be able, first of all, to just satisfy my living expenses, but then also to do some fun stuff and to create more abundance in my life. So that's the first step, I would say, for anybody out there that's trying to grow their business, is get really, really clear about your intention for what you want for an end result. Start with the end in mind. That's the way it works. So we started with our intention, and we said, this is how we want our business to look, and this is the kind of stuff we want to do, and we'd like not to have employees. So we wanted to set up our business so that it does all these things for us, and we were able to then create the business model so that it did that, So we started chapters, and we have facilitators who run the chapters, and there's a great benefit for them locally because of the benefits that they get because they're getting known. So we created that benefit, too, because we know it has to be win-win-win all the way around, right? You win, your client wins, the customer wins beyond that. Everybody wins along the way, and we knew that. So from that thinking mind perspective, that's what we did, was create that business model where everybody could win, where we could get what we wanted out of it. It serves the world in a very big way for lots of reasons, like raising the vibration of the world through gratitude, like providing the connections for the women who need it, the entrepreneurs who are out there looking for this, like providing something that's different than other networks, differentiating ourselves. And that's a big thing for anybody that's wanting to grow their business. You have to be a little different. You have to be on the cutting edge. So what is that? And that's what we did, and we designed the network around that. And we were always at that point, we had, you know, as I said, begun this spiritual opening. And so we knew that it was so very important to us that it had to feel really good to us. And so we, you know, whenever you're starting a new business, a lot of people come to you with their own ideas. So we had to stay true to ourselves, and we had to follow the path that we knew was right for us, even when other people were presenting other ideas, and they would sometimes get upset. You know, people get upset sometimes if they provide advice to you or give you ideas for something and you don't follow what they tell you. You know, they think, well, that's, you know, that's not right. I have a great idea. I want you to do it this way. And then we didn't do it. So I would say stick to what you know is right for you. And so we started really with just one chapter in New Jersey. We had our initial meeting. We had 35 people that came, and they were all excited about it. We presented Networking with the Heart and Bridging the Gap Between Business, Personal, and Spiritual Growth. They were all very excited about it. And they said, okay, this is great, but some people that came to this dinner meeting said, well, why don't you create a lunch meeting, or why don't you do it closer to this town or that town, and all these kind of things happened. So Kathy and I initially started, we opened several chapters. You know, we went to different towns, and we would set up different meetings and do a lunch meeting, a breakfast meeting, a dinner meeting here, there, all over the place. And before you knew it, we had 11 chapters just in New Jersey within the first 2 years. And that was really great, and we were really excited about it. And then the way that we expanded Powerful You is that we had some people who really liked what was going on. And we actually had a friend who was moving down to Florida. And she said, well, you know, I'm moving away. I would like to open a chapter of Powerful You down there. Now, Kathy and I had been running all the chapters initially at first. And then we thought, well, we can't be doing this. We got some help up in New Jersey. And then we started out in other states. So here we were in Florida now. So we set up a facilitator manual, we set up training, we set up all kinds of systems in place so that we didn't have to do it. And really, that's perfectly aligned with what we wanted to do anyway, because as it is right now, you know, I live in Florida, but we have 17 chapters in 7 different states right now, and it's all working, and I'm not there. You know, it works without us being there because we have the systems in place. So I would also say that systems are very, very important for anybody that really wants to grow. And if you can set something up where you don't have to literally do the work yourself and be a part of every single thing that's going on, all the better, because that allows you room for expansion. I actually remember reading a book, and I don't remember the name of it right now, but it was by T. Harv Eker, who wrote Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. That wasn't the book that I read. Yeah, I love that book. Amazing book. But there was another book. It was almost like a pamphlet. It was like 90 pages or something like that. And that's what he was talking about, is setting up something that the business can work without you working it. You don't have to be there every single moment, every single day. And it was about creating residual income and some other things that network marketing companies do. But so we used a lot of those principles to set up Powerful You. So those are some of the things we did to initially grow. And really, I think that the real thing that helped us to grow more than anything was our intention out to the universe and knowing, being very, very clear about what we wanted for our business and how we saw our business growing, and always being very careful about the people that we invited to be facilitators and represent us all around, you know, in all of these different states and all these different chapters. It's very, very important that you align yourself with people that have that same openness and that same clarity that you do about the intention of the group.
I just want to say that what you just said is absolute gold, all of it. I mean, if anybody's listening and are in the process of starting a business or trying to grow your business, I mean, listen to how open she was in the beginning, how she, you know, did the work herself at first, but knowing that she wasn't going to be doing that forever. And then when the time came, it just naturally grew to the other state, to Florida with your friend. It sounds like you were really in the flow, you were really grounded about everything, you were willing to do work, so you were willing to run 11 chapters at one time, and then it just grew, and then after you got settled with the business and you grew into more states, you learned to systematize so that you didn't have to do it all yourself. But that takes a lot of trust and faith in yourself, and I think you're saying that your vision and knowing, the knowingness that it would succeed, and that you could keep yourself in alignment with what you wanted, was really what enabled you to have that kind of trust.
Absolutely. No question about that. And I will also tell you that the people part of it was really, really important, and we learned some valuable lessons along the way. So, for instance, we had a couple of people who approached us about starting chapters, and, you know, I have learned so much to listen to my gut. Now, at the time that a couple of these things happened, you know, there were some people that came to us and said, I'd love to start a chapter. It sounds like what I want to do. And even though the words that they were saying to me sounded right, it's like, yeah, okay, she's saying what I want, but somehow this doesn't feel right. There's this gut feeling that I have that doesn't feel right. But on two occasions specifically, I said, okay, well, she's saying the right stuff, and we do want a chapter. You know, I had this thing. We wanted to grow. It was a new state that was starting, and I thought, well, let's just go with this, and let's see what happens. You know, she's got a partner, and the partner sounds terrific. And both times that this happened, I'm talking about one, but two times this happened, and I did not listen to my gut instinct about this person, and both times it did not work, and it was a bad situation. It felt bad, you know, for me. It felt bad for them. We, you know, dissolved the chapters, and I can't stress the importance of listening to your gut over what looks good on paper. And I know we've all heard this, you know, and people talk about it in love relationships even, you know, oh, he looks good on paper, but he's just, you know, I'm not feeling it. Well, if I had listened to that for this part of my business, that would have saved me a lot of agony and grief and just all those, you know, all that negativity that I went through in deciding to just release these chapters and these women. You know, it was really tough. So I think that that's a valuable lesson too. And I know everybody's gone through things like this where you say, oh man, if I had just listened to my heart or my gut, whatever that is for you, wherever that resonates for you, if I just had done that instead of gone with that, you know, this thinking thing, this Ben Franklin closing, whatever, that looks good on paper, you know, like all that stuff. And it's so valuable to stay in tune and in touch with that. And, you know, when I do that, things do flow. And when I don't do that, things don't flow. And it's as simple as that, really. And I know that's as simple as that. And yet I still, because I was, you know, I have this ingrained in me from being a kid, you know, you got to do it this way, follow the path, write the steps, you know, do what everybody else is doing, be more traditional about it. You know, I still get caught up in that at times, even though I feel like I've evolved so much, but I still get caught up in that. So that's, I think, the most powerful advice I could give to anybody. Like you said, follow your knowing, follow that, and be open to anything, but always above all, listen to yourself above everything else. Listen to that voice in your being that is resonating in there, because that will guide you on the right path always. Even if it doesn't look like the right path in that moment, if you get that inkling that says, this is it, go with it. Just go with it.
Wow. That sounded a little like my story here with a lot to get over from the way you were raised and growing up and the shoulds and the, you know, thinking outside the box. And I remember, you know, feeling when I was a teenager and at college that I didn't fit in. I wasn't doing the right thing, but yet I didn't know how to follow my gut. I thought, well, this is how everybody is at college. They don't necessarily love what they're studying, but it's so freeing when you finally realize, no, that's somebody else. That's me talking to me and telling myself through my body and through those feelings that it's not right. And it's such a valuable lesson that we all need to follow that more. So you are all about collaboration, and certainly the Powerful You networking group is about that. But tell us, you also are involved in a very exciting company where you publish anthology books. Do you want to talk to us about how that started? And because that's basically a whole new business that has blossomed off of Powerful You.
It is. And, you know, it's very interesting because it actually sprung forth from Powerful You, because what we learned in our networking meetings is that people really resonate with stories. You know, that's what people listen to. When you're talking to somebody, they can tell you, you know, here are the six steps to do something. But if they tell you a story about why the six steps work, you're going to pay much more attention to what those six steps are if you know the why behind it and you know what happened behind it and you know how it came to being. And that's really what we found out in our network, is people love stories. And we also found out in our network that everybody has a story, at least one. You know, if you think back on the many years of your life, you've probably got many stories that you can tell about your soul, evolution or your opening or awakenings that have happened or some tough stuff that you went through that even though you would never choose to go through it again, you know that that is what burst you wide open and made you more of the person that you are today. Stories are that valuable. And we know, and that's why we encourage discussions during our meetings too, because that's where people share themselves. They share their experiences. And that's what creates those deep connections, those relationships that really last and really help each other. And that, you know, they're beautiful and in collaboration. But it's all about the story. So what we decided in hearing all these stories over all these years from so many women as we went to all the different networking meetings and our annual events, we thought, well, you know, why not create a book, an anthology book, so that we can collect these stories and help women share their stories and get their story out there in a bigger, broader way. And so that's where Powerful You Publishing was born. And we started back in, I guess the first book was published in 2011, and since then we've published 4 anthology books. And it's just been such an amazing journey for us and really an honor to bring these stories to the world, because so many women that are sharing their stories, they do it for lots of different reasons. But the most important reason that we ever hear is that women want to share their stories so that they can help other people. They want to assist other people. Well, maybe if I tell the story of how I did what I did or how I got through this thing that I got through, you know, how I came from even leaving my corporate job and then having no secure income to coming to this place where I now am an entrepreneur and I'm only making, you know, $1,000 a month right now, but I know that this is the right path for me, and now where they are and how they're getting, you know, really thriving in their business. Or maybe how they, I don't want to say cured, healed a relationship that they had with somebody. It wasn't working, and then they healed some kind of relationship. Or whatever the story is that they want to tell, they tell it because it really is there to help other people. They know that in sharing their story, somebody else can hear that story and say, oh my gosh, if she was able to do this, well, I can do it too. That's the main reason that most women want to share their stories in our books, because they know it will help other people. Also, many people who are in our books are entrepreneurs. Almost all of them are entrepreneurs, again, although many of them, also some of them don't have any kind of business at all, and they're literally just sharing their story because they know it will help other people. They're just, you know, it's really from the goodness and of their hearts and this opening that they've experienced, and they want other people to feel the same way. But many people who are entrepreneurs know that their story is the basis of doing why they're doing what they're doing. You know, like I know Kathy and I used to joke around that we wanted our network so that we could have more friends, you know. So we thought, well, that's true. That happened. It's what we really have created, this huge network of so many women that we are grateful to call our friends, our colleagues, and all of that. But really, it was because we wanted more connections with more women to be able to help them like we wanted the help that we were hoping was available to us. So a lot of people create from that space. So imagine now if they had a venue to share their story so that they can attract more people to them to work with them. So that's another reason that people share their stories, is because they know in sharing them that they might get some potential clients, and they'll certainly be able to help more people. And so there's so many great reasons that these stories really do affect and really help so many people. We hear from people, you know, as the publishers, we hear from people all the time that read the books. They say, thank you for publishing this. Can you tell me how to get in touch with the author, even though the information's in the book? Some people still reach out to us, you know, looking for some more specific information. And we've heard from our authors that tell us that they are so grateful that they have shared their story, because the other thing that happens in sharing your story, okay, you can share your story to help other people, but what happens sometimes unexpectedly for our authors is that they found that in writing their story, even though they had lived their story, in writing their story, they had a catharsis. There was something that opened up further in them. They got some new healing, even though they thought they might have dealt with this thing that happened to them, even though they felt like, you know, they were done with it, that it was already over. Something new happened. You know, we all talk about the peeling the layers of the onion, right? So maybe they peeled so many layers before when they were going through healing, but they didn't peel them all, or they weren't to the core, or they weren't to that center yet. And so in the writing of their story, they found new healing, or they found new insights, or they found a new way to tell their story, or maybe they found a way, this was the final release of this energy that they had been holding on to for so many years. And people share all different types of stories in our books. They, you know, there are the ones about the business, but there are a lot of stories, women tell stories, sometimes about abuse that happened, either emotional or physical, sexual abuse that had happened in their lives. And sometimes none of them or some of them had not shared it with anyone before. And they tell this story now, finally, when they're in their 40s or 50s or their 30s, or even in their 60s or 70s. We've had authors of so many different ages, but they're finally sharing this story because they feel like they need to get it out of themselves and tell it because they know that it will help somebody else. And so there is some healing that takes place along the way, or a catharsis, a new awakening. And so it's been a catalyst in so many ways for some of these authors to really find a new path or find new meaning or find another facet of themselves. So there's just so many benefits that we have found that happen through the writing of their stories and the publishing of their stories, and then they get to work with our editor, and they have training with that, and we also do lots of other training that's involved with the book, public speaking training, because so many authors are then asked to speak about their story and speak about what has happened for them. So there's just lots of things that we include as part of the publishing packages. But most profoundly, I feel like I'm so grateful to be of service in this way, because I know it helps the authors. We know it helps the readers. We know it's just helping everything. It raises the vibration of the world. These books are just, you know, just really gifts for everybody all the way around.
Yeah, it's just fabulous. I mean, there's so much healing that goes on with that for the reader and the writer. But I also love just the marketing standpoint. You know, then they have a book to take with them when they're doing speaking engagements, and they're seen more as an expert because they're in a book and they have some things to give out to clients, you know, and don't you promote them on a telesummit too?
Yes, we do that too. So, you know, to mention that, what you said, it positions them really as an expert. And I know that there are lots of, you know, people that help put authors get published, and that's what they say. As soon as you say, oh, I'm an author, and especially if you can say, I'm a number one Amazon best-selling author, people's ears perk up. You know, they listen. So it adds credibility. Yeah, all of a sudden it's like, wow, she must know what she's talking about. She's an expert. And, you know, it's really amazing. So you get more speaking engagements. You can get certainly more clients, potential clients listen to you because now you're an author and you have this book. And it's cool and it's fun to do book signings. And and people start listening to you and they want to know more. And, yes, we definitely do lots of promotion for the book. So we do an Amazon number one bestseller campaign. So what that does is get the book in lots of people's hands on launch day. And this is where we're, you know, trying to get to Amazon number one. So we get lots of partners that help us along the way, more than 60 partners who spread the word about the book to their lists, all of the authors. And we usually have about 40 authors in the book. Some of our books have had less, some have more, but right around 40 authors in these books. So all of the authors that are out there, your co-authors, are your partners in this too, and they're out there promoting the book, and every time each of these co-authors sells a book, well, then you're out there in that book too, and so and you're reaching this bigger, broader audience in places that you might never have gotten to. So that's another advantage, actually, of being a part of an anthology book as compared to writing your own book, because if you write your own book, you know, you're the one that's out there marketing it. You don't have a whole team with you. You don't have our Powerful You partners with you. You don't have all the co-authors with you. So it's just you, whereas with an anthology, you have got literally this whole marketing team. And I say marketing, and that scares a lot of people because they think, oh, my gosh, I have to do marketing. But we actually create everything for you. So for the authors, we provide all of the ads and graphics. We provide all the promotional materials, all the tweets and Facebook blurbs and things that you can copy and paste. We have email marketing. We have flyers that we provide for the authors. And so then they just have to take it and customize it for them, but it's all done for them. So there's not a lot of thought that the authors have to do. It's literally provided for them. It's a complete publishing package. Promotionally, we do the bestseller campaign, and then we do a telesummit. Right before book launch, we have a two-week telesummit where I personally interview all of the authors. And the authors can talk about either their story in the book, or they can talk about any part of their business or their life that they want to. So we've had women, they talk about their business, and they, you know, talk about the types of clients that they work with. They talk about the work that they do, how they got into the work that they do. Some of them talk about their personal journey. Some of them talk about the writing process and how it helped them. Which surprised me when they were able to talk about anything. Some of them talked about that. And so it's just really, it's very amazing. So the telesummit really is presenting the authors to the world also. And then the authors get to use this interview. It's a 20-minute interview, and then they can take this and use it on their websites to help promote themselves in any way that they want to. So there's lots of different points of exposure. There's lots of different ways that we provide marketing materials and things for the authors to use to further grow their business. And also, then they have each other. You know, we have a lot of authors. It's really kind of interesting. You know, so we have some authors who have connected. They happen to live in the same state. They didn't know each other before. They're authors in the same book or even different books that we've printed, and now they're friends and they're working together. So it's, you know, some things like that happen along the way too. So they collaborate with each other because it's now these, you know, groups of people that are all connected with the same purpose, same cause, getting it all out there. So it's really great. And besides being on Amazon, the books are also promoted in Barnes & Noble. They're also listed with the largest distributors of books in the world, so internationally. So anybody, any company, any bookstore can pick up these books, or any mom-and-pop store can pick up our books, and they are picked up and sold in mom-and-pop, like literal stores along the way as well as the authors promoting them. So there's so many great reasons to be a part of any of these anthologies. And we're just really excited, and we're actually working on two more right now. We have openings for two more books that we have coming up. One of them is titled Women Living Consciously, Book 2. We did Book 1 a couple of years ago, but it's Women Living Consciously, Book 2. And also we have Keys to Conscious Business Growth, and those books are being released, launched next year. So Women Living Consciously is launching in January. Keys to Conscious Business Growth is launching in March. And we're really excited about that because we feel like there's lots of great energy going on in the universe right now. But I was going to say here in the United States, there's lots of great energy going on, and there is a spiritual revolution and evolution that's taking place. And so these kind of books just contribute to that. And you know, this is the part where it's like the traditional business, and they help you grow your business. So there's so many good things about it.
Yeah. Do you want to share your generous coupon with our listeners?
Yes, I would love to. If there's anybody out there that's even thinking of writing a book or sharing your story in one of our anthology books, I would invite you to go to our website at powerfulyoupublishing.com, powerfulyoupublishing.com. And when you go there, what you'll be able to do is look at either one of those books, and you'll be able to learn, get more information about it, what the chapters look like within the books. And also there's an informational call. You can either listen to one live, or you can listen to one that is recorded, a replay of one of the live calls, and you'll get all the detailed information. And for anybody who would like to purchase a publishing package, I have a code for you that you can save $100 off any package, and that code is SUE100. So if when you go to the shopping cart, you would just enter in the discount code area, SUE100, and then click apply, and it will take $100 immediately off your package. And we would love to have you be a part of it. And that's at powerfulyoupublishing.com.
Great. Well, thank you, Sue. That's a generous offer for our listeners. So thank you for that.
You're very welcome. And, you know, if you don't mind, I'd really like to give them a gift as well. I know that that's something that they can use when they purchase something. But I actually wrote a book in 2008. It's titled Powerful Intentions, Everyday Gratitude. And it really is an amazing book. It's a simple book, really. It's a 100-day journey. There's 100 daily lessons. It takes about, 3 minutes a day. There's a simple message. There's a quote for the day. There's an intention statement for the day, and also a gratitude statement for the day. And what it is designed to do is help set the tone for that day, but also for your life. And it's based on simple lessons that I have learned over the years that I've just been on my own personal journey. And I would like to give that book to any of the listeners that are on this call right now, and they can just very simply get that and go and download it at this website. It's powerfulyou.com, powerfulyou.com/SUEGIFT. So powerfulyou.com/SUEGIFT. And that's my gift to you, is this my ebook that you'll be able to just get an idea of some of these simple lessons that I have learned. And some of it is things I talked about today. It talks about really, you know, making your choice, getting really clear about things, being mindful in your life, being consciously aware as you move through the moments of your day, little shifts, noticing when the shifts take place within you, how to go inside, listen to your internal guidance system, how to use affirmations in your life, and to create more joy and freedom and really grace and ease. Ease is a big thing that I'm so into ease. And also, I'm kind of rebranding myself these days, and I feel like where I'm going with this is that everything is about feeling good, because when, you know, and I look back at my book even that I wrote in 2008, I think that's really what the whole book is about. If you can somehow get into that space where you feel good about the decisions that you make, if you feel good about the things that you're doing, if you're feeling good about even when you're doing something that you don't really feel like doing, like, for instance, I hate to clean my house, right? But I do it because I like when it's clean. So it feels good to me that I've done it. I don't like the cleaning of it, so I'm not happy about that, but I feel good about doing it. So that's what I'm talking about, is that kind of feel good. If you can feel good about the work that you have to do, even if it's the minutia of life that you really don't enjoy, the admin or whatever that is, or if you have to have a tough conversation, but you know it's the right thing, so you can feel good. I feel like that's what this whole book is about that I'm giving you, and I feel like that's really what every message of life is about. And even in growing your business, if you can feel good along the way and stay in touch with that, everything falls into place.
I totally agree. I mean, if you think about it, even if you had $1 billion, if you don't feel good, then it's really worthless.
Absolutely. Doesn't matter.
It's so true. So... Well, I think the message here today, too, is that you don't have to do it alone,
yeah.
That there's multiple ways to collaborate with people, whether it's in-person networking. I know the Powerful You website, there's online networking opportunities, or get your story out there and share that way. So some wonderful insight today for our entrepreneur listeners. So thank you, Sue.
Oh, thank you so much. And really, if anybody feels like reaching out to me, I would love to hear from anybody at all. So, yep, definitely you can reach me through powerfulyou.com or my own website, sueurta.com. I would love to hear from anybody. I'm here to help, and if there's anything we can do, we're here.
That's great. Yeah, it was a real honor to talk with you and to get to know you, too. So thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you. And I love what the two of you are doing. Soulfulpreneur is... I love that word. I love that you created that, and I love what it stands for. And the two of you are just, I feel your hearts in this. Thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you, Sue. So we'll put your contact info and the links to your gifts on the soulfulpreneur.com webpage under the previous shows page, so anyone listening can easily find those as well. So,
awesome.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you in the fall with the Grow Tour. Powerful You takes it on the road once a year. And so if you do go on the powerfulyou.com website, you'll find some info about the Grow Tour as well.
Yep, I look forward to seeing you too and anybody else that wants to join us. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, Sue, well, you have a great afternoon.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was wonderful.
Yeah, and I just want to recap. I mean, her story is so relevant to everybody. She was in a $5 million company, you know, very traditional manufacturing company, and it just wasn't working. And then, of course, something we would consider bad happened, and she had to figure out something else to do. And we would call that a catastrophe or a disaster, but look where it led her, you know. She was forced to make it work, so she went into MLM companies, and she learned marketing. She learned, you know, personal growth and spiritual growth and business growth in a different way than in traditional, you know. And so a lot of people hire coaches and spend thousands of dollars to learn that stuff, and she was getting paid while she learned it. And then, of course, she followed her intuition, and she created Powerful You, and it just grew organically. And I just love her story. There's so much that we can take out of that, and we can really just see, look, following your intuition, going with the flow works, you know. I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, and definitely go grab her ebook and think about, you know, publishing your story. It's her marketing model, which, you know, it's a scary word, but it's so comprehensive. You know, you wouldn't have to do much work. I think it's great. So I'm so grateful that she was on our show today.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was great. So just to recap, our show is part of the Enlightenment Evolution Network, and we have radio shows on every day of the week. So here are some shows that are coming up. Starting Tuesday, July 22nd, we have Victoria Vivace Wong hosting the Earth Sky People Radio, Your Bridge Between Heaven and Earth, and she'll talk about living in oneness with one another, with Mother Earth, and with life beyond.
On Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, we have the Enlightenment Evolution Hour with Rob Gauthier. He's the creator of this network and hosts the show that started it all. He channels Treb, who will take all callers questions, and he also often has amazing guests, so check out what he's got going on, and you can find more on trebchanneling.com.
And then Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, we have Philip Malika's Consciousness Evolution Hour, which is a super popular show, and he discusses a wide range of metaphysical topics from the perspective of the fifth dimension. And you can find Philip on Facebook if you search on Consciousness Evolution 2.0 Group.
It's a great group, too. Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, we have the Earth Experience with Kalina Angel. The Earth Experience explores our soul's expansion through our human experiences on Earth.
And then Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern, we have the Odyssey Ascension with Roxanne Swainhart. Join Roxy. She's a channeler and ascension guide, and she'll answer your questions about past lives, ETs, soul purpose, energy activations, and all things ascension.
On Sundays at noon Eastern, we have Karen Newman's new show, About Oneness. It's a weekly show celebrating the ongoing conscious awakening of our planet and our realization of oneness and unconditional love. That sounds so good.
It does. And then on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, we have Heart to Heart Talk Radio with our good friend Daniel Scranton. And Daniel will talk about the shift and global events and channeling and sound healing and all things metaphysical. He takes all callers' questions, and they just discuss anything and everything related to living on the planet and beyond.
What a wonderful show. So we're leaving you now for another week, but just to remind you, Soulfulpreneur Radio is all about mixing soul, spirituality, and business growth so that you can really live your purpose, but also have the lifestyle that you have always dreamed about. So make sure you come next time, Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, for more Soulfulpreneur Radio.
Super. And look for us on Facebook, facebook.com/soulfulpreneur, and on our website, soulfulpreneur.com, and full has two L's. So thanks, Rachel. It was great being with you for another week.
You too, Megan.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for
listening.
Bye,
guys. Lots of love.